Imagine standing in a foreign country, desperately trying to communicate with just a few memorized phrases. That's how many Christians feel when trying to speak about Jesus in everyday conversations. Gospel fluency isn't about occasionally sprinkling religious terminology into discussions. It's about the good news of Jesus becoming your native tongue, flowing naturally into every aspect of life. When the gospel becomes your heart language, you stop mentally translating between church talk and real life. Instead, you begin to interpret all of life through the lens of what Jesus has done. This transformation doesn't happen through memorizing formulas, but through immersion in a Jesus-saturated community where the gospel touches everything from workplace frustrations to family conflicts. The gospel isn't merely a ticket to heaven. It's the dynamic power that created the universe and raised Jesus from death. Many believers have a minimalistic understanding of salvation, thinking it only means praying a prayer to avoid hell. But God's salvation works in three dimensions. We have been saved from sin's penalty, we are being saved from sin's power, and we will be saved from sin's presence. Jesus' perfect life is equally essential as his sacrificial death. Without his sinless life, his death would have no saving power. At the cross, the perfect Son became sin for us so we might become God's righteousness. His resurrection proves he destroyed sin and death's power. Through the Spirit, we're born again with a new nature, identity, and purpose. The gospel transforms us from the inside out, bringing God's rule into every corner of our lives. Why do many Christians struggle to talk about Jesus? Often, it's not a knowledge problem, but a love problem. When deeply in love, we can't stop talking about what captivates us. New parents document their baby's every move. Sports fans analyze games for hours. We naturally talk about what affects us most. Jesus said the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. Not only do we talk about what we love, but we grow to love what we talk about. When affection grows cold, the solution is to start pursuing and discussing what you once loved. To deepen your love for Jesus, talk about him more, remembering his transformative impact on your life. I'm an unbeliever. So are you. This statement challenges our comfortable categories. While some have been regenerated as God's children and others haven't, we all have areas where we don't trust God. Even seasoned pastors experience daily unbelief, moments when they doubt God's word or the sufficiency of his work. Our behaviors reveal our true beliefs. When Adam and Eve believed the serpent rather than God, their misplaced faith produced sin. When helping others change, we often target behavior rather than belief, using shame to address wrongdoing. This only teaches people to sin differently. Unbelief manifests in three ways: lacking truth about God, believing lies about him, or failing to act on what we know to be true. Our behavior reflects our beliefs. We resemble who we worship. If we're unforgiving, we don't truly believe in God's forgiveness. If anxious, we don't believe in his sovereignty. Picture a woman in her kitchen, paralyzed by anxiety about her children's safety. What's happening beneath the surface? The visible fruit of our lives, thoughts, emotions, behaviors, grows from the hidden roots of our faith. Jesus taught that what truly defiles us comes from our hearts, the seat of our beliefs. When our lives produce works of the flesh rather than fruit of the Spirit, it typically indicates unbelief in gospel truths. Diagnosing unbelief requires working backward, examining behaviors, identity beliefs, understanding of God's actions, and core beliefs about God's nature. This transformation demands more than behavior modification. It requires scripture immersion and applying gospel truths daily. It can't be done alone. Gospel fluency develops within community where believers encourage and correct one another. When someone complains about work, typical responses include commiseration or suggesting they quit. But a gospel-fluent community asks, how does Jesus address this situation? What gospel truth have we forgotten? We remind each other that through Jesus we've received eternal life instead of deserved death. Jesus has given us the ultimate promotion, from slavery to sin to being seated with him. He's not just the better boss, but the better worker, friend, son, spouse, parent, and leader. The entire Bible points to Jesus as its center, the fulfillment of every longing and completion of everything lacking. Christians often miss opportunities by talking at people rather than listening. Jesus modeled a better approach with the Samaritan woman, making provocative statements that invited her to reveal deeper longings. He listened before showing how he could satisfy her soul's thirst. Every human hungers for God, but often seeks satisfaction at the wrong wells. By listening attentively, we can discern these longings and show how Jesus offers living water for their specific thirst. Everyone has a gospel story they believe, though it may not be the true gospel. These stories follow the creation, fall, redemption, new creation pattern. When listening, identify where they find identity, what they blame for problems, what they look to as a savior, and what transformation they hope for. By discerning someone's narrative, we can share how Jesus fulfills their deepest longings in ways their false saviors cannot. The gospel isn't about you, it's about Jesus. Many believers mistakenly make themselves the hero of their testimonies by detailing their sins extensively, mentioning Jesus briefly as their forgiver, then focusing on their struggles to improve. This shifts the spotlight from Jesus to themselves. Jesus doesn't passively wait for invitations. He actively invades enemy territory to rescue us from sin. To center Jesus in your story, frame it within God's grand narrative. Creation, who you believed you were. Fall, what destroyed that identity. Redemption, how Jesus rescued you. And new creation, how Jesus continues transforming you. Before knowing Christ, many find identity in parental approval, career success, or possessions rather than seeing themselves through God's eyes. Everyone believes something is keeping them from their true identity, and everyone seeks a savior, whether relationships, career, or money. But only Jesus addresses our fundamental problem of sin. The gospel isn't merely about past salvation, it's good news about what's happening now and what will happen in the future. Speaking the gospel fluently means applying knowledge with the right timing, approach, and motive, being gracious, gentle, and sincere. As we grow in love for Jesus and wisdom from Him, we create natural opportunities to discuss Him. Jesus Christ Himself is the wisdom of God. Get Jesus and you'll get everything you need for life. The gospel is history's greatest news. We were enemies of God and enslaved to sin, but Jesus conquered sin, Satan, and death through His resurrection. When we truly believe this, we can't help but share it. That's gospel fluency, letting the good news become your native tongue until it transforms how you see and speak about everything.